It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, October 26th. I'm Patricia Naft. The San Miguel County Commissioners are beginning to consider an amendment to the rules regarding recreational marijuana in the county. When the county approved retail marijuana stores and grow operations, it was on a limited basis. Any grow operation had to be tied to a retail location in the county, and that could mean some pretty expensive real estate in Telluride. Commissioner Art Goodtimes says it's done on purpose to prevent a marijuana boom.
We consciously did that. We really wanted to not become a grow capital of the state. We have some people in the west end of our county who are not excited about the prospect of having commercial grow operations. However, we have a number of medicinal grow operations throughout the county. So honestly, many of us in government feel like the medicinal grow operations are a bit sketchy in terms of state regulation. I think the state's trying to tighten that up. But we would like to move as many operations into the commercial arena as possible in order to have better control.
Goodtimes represents the 3rd District in San Miguel County, which takes up a majority of the space. It also includes the western end, where his constituents are less in favor of marijuana operations. Now that the county has had some time with the more restrictive rules regarding who can start a grow operation and where, Goodtimes says it's time for a change.
It's been a year now. We haven't seen a significant amount of issues or problems. In fact, it's been mostly invisible, other than we've seen a bump in our sales tax revenues, and we've seen a number of people employed that didn't have jobs. So given all of those factors, it seems like it was time to reevaluate our restrictive regulation.
Any official changes are months away if the amendment passes. New data says Colorado's teen birth rate dropped by nearly 50% between 2009 and 2014. Penta Berkland has more.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says 3 out of 4 teen pregnancies are unintended, and research shows children born to these mothers are more likely to experience child abuse and poor health. Larry Wolk heads the health department. He credits a program that provides long-acting reversible contraceptives to low-income women for the decline.
We've made the case for public funding because there is a public return on investment.
Health foundations have stepped in to continue funding for the IUD program through next summer, but Wolk says he hopes long-term funding will be included in the governor's budget proposal, which will be unveiled in November. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A coalition in Delta County received state lottery funds to help kids connect to the outdoors. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
Great Outdoors Colorado, or GOCO for short, awarded the Nature Connection a $75,000 planning grant. GOCO distributes lottery funds for conservation and recreation projects. And the Nature Connection is a coalition of community and government organizations in the greater Delta County area that includes Olathe. Alex Johnson is with the Paonia-based Conservation Center, a member of the coalition that wants to get kids outside.
Well, it's become apparent that even though we have a lot of incredible outdoor natural resources here in our area, that all of our youth and families in our communities, that they don't necessarily have the access to those resources.
Johnson says the grant will be used to survey communities about their recreation needs.
Based on our survey results, then we will be able to go back to GOCO and apply for more funding.
He says the coalition will use additional grants for projects identified through the survey. Since 1992, GOCO has distributed more than $825 million to communities across Colorado. And in Delta County, it's awarded more than $6 million for over 60 recreation and conservation projects. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
An article in High Country News recently looked at the government's attempt to reduce the salt content of the Colorado River, specifically at a pump in the Paradox Valley that might not have much life left. KVNF's Jake Ryan talked with the article's author, Stephen Elliott.
The piece that you recently had in High Country News, you looked at a salinity pump, I guess, in the Paradox Valley. Could you tell me about that pump and why it's there?
Paradox Valley is, as it's so cleverly named, a paradox. It was created by a salt dome instead of a flowing river, and so the ground there is really salty. You can even see the salt on the ground in the valley. There's this kind of white crust, and that is, it's salt, and it's one of the only places in the Colorado River Basin where you can pulse south out in one particular place. It's called a point source. And so there's a treaty between the United States and Mexico that governs the water quality of the Colorado River once it crosses into Mexico, and we were not doing a very good job of keeping the water salinity levels low. And so they started looking at some of these projects, and one of the best options was pulling salt out of the ground in Paradox Valley and shooting it deep into the ground where it won't get into the water.
The parallels, you could pretty much describe that as wastewater injection.
Yeah, it's similar to what they're doing now with fracking and other oil and gas exploration.
Have there been any negative side effects from this?
Yeah, there are earthquakes there that didn't really happen before they started injecting, and it's very clear that the earthquakes, or at least seismic activity is what they like to call it, are due to the injections. They haven't been too serious, but as they inject more and more, it seems like they're getting further and further away from the well itself, and you can feel them sometimes in the towns around there.
How is this pump holding up? Is it doing enough? Where do we go from in the future from here?
Well, to simplify things, the earth 14,000 feet where they shoot this salty water, that area is filling up in a way. Eventually, it's going to take too much pressure to inject the brine that deep. And so then they're going to have to figure something else out, either leave the salt in the water or build another pump where they can pump the brine. Or they've also explored evaporation ponds, and it's still kind of unclear which of those solutions they're going to pursue. They do have to do something. I talked to a couple different hydrologists who said that this is really the only place that they can make this much of an impact on the salinity levels in the Colorado River. It's about the salt taken out at Paradox Valley is about 10% of the total salt removed through this program enacted by Congress to control the salinity levels. So it's a significant part. And the rest of the salt that is removed through this program is mostly done on non-point sources of salinity, which is, say, like 1,000 acres of agricultural land. And relatively small amount of salt comes from that, but there's really no way to prevent it from getting in the water because it's over such a large tract of land. They're working on environmental analysis studies to figure out which of the alternatives they can do to replace this, but it's still unclear which is going to work because it's hard to find enough land for evaporation ponds, and they'd have to find another place to build a injection well, which is a difficult task.
That was KBNF's Jake Ryan talking to journalist Stephen Elliott about the salt pump in the Paradox Valley. We thank you for supporting this station during our fall membership drive. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.